Nearly 25 years ago, Michael Bloomberg, former New York City mayor, and Matthew Winkler founded Bloomberg News. This week, that company announced that Winkler, the editor-in-chief, will step down. He'll be replaced by The Economist editor-in-chief, John Micklethwaite. So what happens now? Michael Bloomberg made his fortune on the Bloomberg Terminal. That's a computer system that delivers real-time proprietary financial data and had the ability to facilitate trades. About 20,000 people subscribed at a cost of nearly $20,000 a year. Then Bloomberg and Winkler grew their news company out of that with something Winkler called the Bloomberg Way. So with Winkler gone, will there be a different way? David Folkenflik is NPR's media correspondent. And David, I know you want to poke around at this. So start with, what is the Bloomberg Way?
Well, Matthew Winkler came from the Wall Street Journal, you know, one of the most storied titles in financial journalism, and he was creating something for scratch for Mike Bloomberg. So he wanted to create an ethos and a culture, and the best way he thought to do it was to come up with ideas that became a code and kind of set in stone what it was about. He said every story written by Bloomberg reporters should fulfill the five F's, and in order they were first, factual, fastest, final, and to take the future into account. And remember, this was news that was designed to keep investors and other financial professionals attuned to those terminals and kind of locked in there. So they really were focusing largely about things that affected the financial realm. But the idea of taking future into account was how they could invest. No story was complete without that kind of information involving, you know, finance, the economy, government, or related entities.
And brisk reporting. So how does Winkler's departure, you know, how might it affect the company? Remind us what the culture became and how it might change. Yeah.
Well, I think it's fair to say the Bloomberg Way very much reflected Mike Bloomberg, and it reflected the culture of the newsroom and the organization that grew around him. It's controlling, it's careful, very cautious. You know, in that Bloomberg Way, he essentially said, let's strip out all modifiers. You can't use adverbs. You can't use adjectives. Let's let our readers decide what to make of things. And there was this one sentence highlighted by a guy who was writing for Wharton about this at one point. He noted that Winkler wrote, Bloomberg news stories have a structure as immutable as the rules that govern sonnets and symphonies. Winkler saw beauty in control and precision, and yet it led to a really scrupulous, rigorous journalistic culture there. You know, they did some of the earliest reporting on the problem with credit default swaps involving some of these troubled mortgages almost a decade ago that led to the recent economic crisis. And they've done so much careful, smart reporting since that not only have those who subscribe to their terminals, but those outside the terminals really think of them as one of the places that set the standard for journalistic care.
I love that. No adjectives or adverbs, no telling someone whether something is good or bad, you determine. But in 2012, there was some controversy around a series of stories from Bloomberg News that were reported out of China about the political elite. There has been talk that Winkler's leaving is connected to that. Your thoughts?
Well, I'd say there are two things going on. First, you know, Bloomberg's reputation has been tied to its integrity and the care of its reporting, and it did some pioneering work on corruption tied to the very top elites in Chinese government. But it blinked and backed off of a big project that was scheduled for call it a year ago, and that led to the departure of at least three journalists I know of there. As a result, top editors say, well, you know, the story wasn't entirely cast in stone and not perfectly rendered, but they really thought that was a problem. The other thing is the culture of journalism is changing around Matthew Winkler and around the industry generally. And what you've seen is Bloomberg bring in a lot of young people in the last couple of years, Josh Tyrangel, editors from Vox, Dave Weigel from Slate, the editors of Game Change to reinvent their political coverage. And so Bloomberg suddenly is not being defined by those who are quite as precise and as careful as Matthew Winkler, but a more argumentative, voiced, and lively age.
Well, NPR's David Folkenflik will be watching as Bloomberg News goes forward with a new editor. David, thank you.
You bet.